Yeah, we just had a big dropout, so let's start again.
Okay.
Okay, it's Chris and Julian here. It's 10:11 a.m. actually, 24th of May, 2013. Julian's just on his drive home. Thought we'd do a bit of an update, so here we are.
I don't normally do this, but for some reason I checked the Nasara News website today, and it had basically some wording stating that things are gonna pop this weekend or that they are popping. And I actually felt it. I felt something I hadn't felt before. That there's validity there. I don't know how much. It's not in the realm that I typically have, great understanding in, symbolically and with all different kinds of energies that people have surrounding it, but it did have a resonance of something of value that I should just share that I felt something there.
Indeed, indeed.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I have seen a couple of things that have popped up last night. Let me give a description of them.
Okay.
I'll just pull up one of the emails. This was a comment that was on first part. It was pulled off Facebook by a fellow that I actually know indirectly. So there's some I have some degree of confidence in it.
Okay.
And it says, "Dear One People, Swiss Indo friends, I've been asked to make an announcement regarding the UN orders pertaining to the arrest of global leaders, etc. I received a report earlier today that the skies above Jakarta were filled with large UN-marked aircraft and helicopters. I then asked several Indonesian contacts for confirmation of this report, and I have to this point received four confirmations that the report is true. That's good enough for me. This report suggests that UN forces under the direct orders of Ban Ki-moon have landed in Jakarta to arrest the president. Let's see what the next couple of days bring." Now, there was also a photograph of helicopters over Indonesia, over Jakarta, and a couple of other
So
indications from
I
elsewhere.
caught that. I did see that Facebook post. That is like 90% true.
Well, that's cool.
I can't tell what the 10% is. Not. I think it might just be the perspective of the person who posted it that's intertwined in the language. But that posting is 90% accurate from my perspective.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, well, we had
I'm
some.
not. I'm not entirely sure how that ties into the Nasara release or experience this weekend. Apparently, people are seeing things on bank screens now all over the place. And supposedly it'll be a great weekend for Americans Memorial Day weekend.
Was it to do with the revaluation of the dinar?
It could be something like that.
Yeah, it's more. It's that's been bubbling away for weeks as a kind of geopolitical event.
Yeah, I don't, I have opinions about it. I'm not crazy about it personally.
Look, that's some manipulation.
It doesn't, right, and it doesn't affect me so much directly, I don't believe. Otherwise, I'd recognize my own invitation. And it's not so much about manipulation, right? It's like, even if there are manipulations, can it go forward?
Now,
And
I meant was that the actual dinar was a financial manipulation by the Bushes 20 years ago, which created this weird situation where the dinar was worth almost zero, so people bought huge amounts of it, knowing one day it would go back to a more normal amount and they'd make squillions out of it. And so
right.
it's just a kind of an anomaly in the financial system. Which has given a
Right,
group a
so
it's but as you say, it affects a
giving
group of
people
people.
exclusive off of,
Yeah.
yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And it does twist the twist things around quite a bit.
It does. It
It
does.
redistributes energy in no short order of things, and that can really that would actually upset the balance of of what is, you know, intended to be controlled via cabal movements.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because that means that it's easier to tip over into a new state when it's out of balance.
Right. Yeah. So that's how I like it. That's like the only part that I appreciate really about it. I mean, sure, it's great. Some people have, you know, lots of money or something, but
well, one of the things about one of the things about the group of people who are playing in the Dinar is that quite a number of them do have altruistic intentions, that they want to use the money to bring in new technology and to change things. And I say, fantastic.
Yeah, of course.
Indeed. I'm just going to go back to my kind of checklist, my kind of Julian checklist here, which I do have somewhere in my notes. And here we go. Okay. Energetically speaking, are you actually seeing the ET groups is starting to ramp things up soon? Because that has to be coming up quite soon for that ramp up to become more visible.
I came across a posting where somebody had gathered a bunch of videos of sightings over the tornado incident that happened in the States.
Really?
So if you want to get some glimpses, they tried to poke themselves on camera.
Okay.
Quite deliberately. And also to try to reduce its effect is what I get. So try to reduce its severity. There, I'm getting that it's mostly artificial, but not entirely artificial.
So there
was an allowing on some part, on Gaia's part, allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
So it was a co-created event. And it bothers me to say that Gaia had some intentions of allowing something like that to happen, but it's like, I don't know, I guess it knew what it could lead to.
Mm.
In terms of, you know, false flag information or experiences.
Yeah, well, it would appear that mostly false flag information goes wrong for the cabal these days. It ends up revealing more about them than they'd care to be revealed.
Yeah, so my feeling, I don't actually have data on this, but my feeling was HARP influence.
Okay. Well, one of the snippets I got from... actually from Captain Daryl a day or two ago was that a contact of his who wasn't necessarily down the rabbit hole was looking at the coverage on the tornado and recognized one of the police officers who was carrying a child out of the wreckage, you know, this was like a photograph, as being one of the characters that was supposed to have been blown up in the Boston bombing, you know, staggering along with injuries. In other words,
wow.
An actor, and they'd move this actor over to the tornado to create a photo opportunity for, you know, pulling kids out of the rubble. So
yeah, you know. I almost wonder how they could do that. Like, that is really stupid, if that's the case.
It is. Well, there's a couple of people have commented that, you know, we're going to start to see things that are so poorly done that it looks like the Three Stooges. That might be one of them.
Yeah. I did want to address a little bit that I might have met, someone might have heard this before from me, that I think I probably spoke about it with you, is that the top-down structure is also putting pressure on the people in the middle.
Yeah.
That's continuing. They're learning how to do that. They're not 100% used to, turning things back around in the other direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're used to manipulating, but they're not used to manipulating from this new perspective. It's almost like if you have a minion who wants to keep being a minion and you have a change of heart, how do you get him not want to become the new Sith Master or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So... it's like weakness is dealt with from its own structure. So they're you know, I thought it'd be a lot more quicker activity with their involvement, but apparently there's some hard knocks going on in reality.
With regards
to them not having all the energy that they thought they would have to reverse things.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. I guess they're maybe not used to harnessing that kind of energy.
So, as you and probably other people already know, I can only sort of sense the momentum. It's not predicting.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be a lot nicer if I was a real psychic or something. I feel like I'm, like, not good enough to talk about this stuff sometimes because it's like, shoot, you know, I don't know if it's going to be true or if it's going to happen this way or not. All I know is that it's leading this way. What I do know is that there are plenty of people who can perceive this momentum and might actually use it and, you know, do what they can to twist it in their favor, right?
Yep.
So if you're aware of momentum, you can do things like get off the railroad track before it collides into you or something.
Well, it's not only that. It's just that there's so much disinformation out there, Julian. When you talk about where you feel the momentum is, it helps. It helps we observers, excuse me, weed out the disinformation. So even though you may not feel that you know you're contributing to absolute information, you're contributing to the weeding process, which is really useful. So, Dan, well, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, a few weeks ago you were talking about approximately six pathways you could see through this situation to the resolution.
Specific to Swiss Indo's involvement.
Yeah, well, they seem to be popping up all over the place inside those six scenarios. Do you still see them as present in the scenarios? And I know you can't be, you know, absolute about any of this, but...
Okay, so we are separated from them. To a certain degree, we're not following exactly that path, but they're running parallel influences. So they are very harnessable as realities if people choose them.
Yep.
And to some degree, they evolve to be more effective than what I'd perceived. In the moment with knowledge and data crossing multiple people's desks and stuff. I want to say some sections internally of like data within the military specifically, it's working, it's clicking, and some it's contrasting quite a bit. It's causing a blowback for those individuals. Sort of like maybe disciplinary actions or something. Don't talk about this, maybe. But that's only in the United States government. All the other world are really clicking right now. Really figuring it out and really, I don't want to say standing up to their superiors, but they're definitely trying to move this data around amongst each other, getting people to try to give solid answers to this sort of stuff. It's like now they're in a position where they've attracted the data to themselves, but now it's like, you know, they're putting together the pieces on their own level. You know, what do each of them have to share with each other that help, you know, complete the image that they're trying to get at what's going on.
So you're getting more communication inside the military about this issue.
I don't want to say I'm only on the...
Personal level, rather.
At the personal level and at a very specific, like, soldier level. Right? The ones that are in the command structure, not really that involved as much. So I don't have a greater empathy with them. I have a good empathy with the sort of foot soldier type.
Yep, get that.
That makes sense.
Yep, the people on the ground.
Regarding the point that you made earlier with regards to the Jakarta incident or the Jakarta events that are transpiring, that could be very, very easily tied in to events transpiring for transition. There is a certain need for people to get out of the way, and it could very well be that that the people of influence with regards to the Swiss Indo Trust and whatnot have made that difference at this point and are converting their local surroundings. Almost like if the UN were to really take action, they'd want Indonesia to be sorted out first before they could, you know, trust them for what to come to next. Sort of like Indonesia is a first step.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Toward a template that can be, you know, projected outward.
That would be a fairly obvious thing to do.
Yeah. 2 days ago, I got a real serious hit. This was after, very shortly after Monday's show. So that's not 2 days ago. That's like 3 days ago. That there was actually the greatest opportunity or feeling that had welled up in terms of getting out of the way. Sort of like, that's it. We're putting our weapons down. We're getting out of the way. You know, like an actual concerted effort to give up. It was really...
From where exactly? Could you identify it?
I want to say filtered in certain leaders within the cabal groups. Something, I don't know, was led to this. I don't know if they actually did surrender, but there was a unity consciousness there that realized the hopelessness and wanted resolution for themselves.
Good.
I don't know if they gave up, but that is like something that I wanted to talk to you about at the moment, because I don't have as much insight on it right now. When I was more in the moment, it was a little easier.
Yeah. Look, it's something, again, if the transition has genuinely started, it's something that you would expect to see, that you would I would expect you to sense that shift in position. So, from those, because those are very energetic characters.
I would guesstimate it's in the environment of around 500 people. But, you know, yet again, it would be great if I was, you know, a more empowered psychic or something, because I could be more specific.
No,
I do want to speak a little bit on the subject of the Pleiadians, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How are they doing?
They're all hands on deck, and they've been all hands on deck for 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks now. They wanted me to remind everybody that that's the case.
Yep.
They have limited momentum for us on Earth. They want to make that clear, that we have greater, much, much more empowered energy to make a difference than they do.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's well understood, I think. I mean,
so anything we can give them is great, but they do understand, you know, how people can not be willing to put their hopes into Pleiadians or whoever, because, you know, if they don't have observations of the energy, you know, being well invested, they can, you know, drop the energy and feel like it's lost, which is not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that, you know, they can only ask for so much support. I'm being told the sightings are up there. I don't really know how else to put it.
No, that's fine. Look, I personally haven't been looking for them on the internet.
Okay.
And of course, there's none on the news. So look, there could be a lot more out there than I'm aware of.
Well, I have gotten a couple people privately messaging me saying that they're having experiences fairly regularly.
Excellent.
Multiple experiences.
Excellent. So it is.
And my advice is get that on film, people, because you know
yeah.
you can basically spread that energy around and help other people get on board.
Yes, privately experiencing is good for you personally, but as you say, you've got to spread it around. So
it helps them be more effective.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Understand.
So yes, it's wonderful that each one of us can have an experience like this, and that we are. I mean, obviously, people have introduced this potential into their experience, and it's working for them. But like, you know, try to get that out so that we can multiply that effect.
Yep.
You know, even if you think the photos are terrible, you know, you're standing up for advocating their existence and the experiences that you had, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. So this, you know, putting that stuff up on Facebook, anywhere publicly, anywhere that other people see it.
Right.
Is a way of spreading that energy.
I'm almost of the opinion that I'm like, don't take this seriously. I'm joking a little bit here. I got to preface it. Sometimes some people get off a tangent. I'm like willing to offer money to show how people put pictures up. Like I'm willing to offer energy.
Mm-hmm.
If people are actually having sightings and are willing to, you know, share these photos with me directly, if I'm a good point of contact, I would love to do a one-on-one session with you.
There you go.
You know, just to say thank you. I know my time is spread thin, but you know, people who will make a concerted effort to reach out and speak to me, it's not too difficult. And if you want to take that step, you know,
yeah,
I'll see what I can do for.
Well, the other thing we can do is websites like the IUV Exchange website that was the old OPPT website. They could have one little menu blog with just photos of sightings.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a way to like add pictures anonymously, that would also be good because I know some people don't want to be directly invested in wanting to be, you know, pointed at as the guy who has some kind of experience, and then they get drilled by everyone. You know,
yep.
I know that can be an anxiety point for some people to not want to share so easily. Anyhow. There's also I don't know if I've already mentioned this before, but they're putting up a bit of a screen in front of my awareness of what's going on. I am not allowed in their command room. I've accidentally peeked in there before, but they make me feel really icky if I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I should feel guilty or something, but I, you know, I'm like, I do whatever I want, and they're like, please, we're asking you, don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, fine, I won't do it.
Fair enough.
You know, and I've also reduced my day-to-day communications. It's really only now critical data or heightened data. And so that's why the asking for support is really, you know, something that can really, that's what they're asking.
Mm-hmm.
If anything they can ask. And they don't like asking. I have to stress this. They know how people have concerns about, you know, asking for something and wanting to, you know, place your energy there.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, several of them know this human nature to resist, you know, people asking because it turns into feeling like it's necessary and it's like a begging action, but I don't know how to describe it, that they don't want that. They
mm-hmm.
really don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it has to be free will choice, obviously.
It must be. But, you know, they're, I don't know how to explain it. They are exhilarated at the momentum that's going on in the shifting on the planet right now.
Mm.
I'm speaking specifically for Pleiadians. The Assyrians, they're a closed book to me right now. I don't know why.
Reason. They're probably going into increased activity and want the information spread around.
Yeah, it could be very secret operations. I'm I got really excited hearing Andrew Bartzis the other day. And I'm just going to say, go ahead and listen to the Walking in Energy show. It was the majority of that show that that was recorded on Sunday was Andrew Bartzis speaking, and he has excellent data. I've been spending this week reconciling some of the really strange data he's had. You know, some of the stuff that blew me off my feet when I heard it. Things like, 66 planets in our solar system stuff.
How did you go reconciling that one? Was that one of the ones you managed to get your head around?
I asked the Palladian friends to tell me, is this true? You know, I can't see them. I can't perceive these other dramatic scenarios that are occurring on these other planets. And they said, well, that's because you're not ready for them.
Okay.
So don't need to worry about that right now. But, it's not, it's like not even near the need to know level. So I haven't come across that. And actually, a lot of Andrew's data that I had a little bit of trouble with was like, it's beyond need to know. Like, why do you need to know this? It's not gonna do you a lot of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So some of his data is a bit strange like that. But I am hereby fully backing Andrew and what he's doing and what he is bringing. So at one point, I had a high degree of empathy and recognize within him and what he does the closest pattern to my own that I've ever seen.
Right.
I almost wonder if he's like a different incarnation of myself.
Well, there's a good question for him.
Future version of something. Yeah. I asked him, but I haven't gotten a response back. He's a busy dude.
Yep. Oh, look, yeah, he's in demand, let me put it that way. And that's only going to increase, I think, as time goes on. It's going to be a scarce resource pretty soon, if not now.
I was wondering if I was, like, meant to help him in some fashion. I'm supposed to help some burden or something.
That is a distinct possibility as time goes on, because your ability to read the Akashic will no doubt go up as things get more energetic.
I'm a bit jealous, actually, of where he's at, personally.
Yeah, well, at the same time, the amount of information flowing in, I think he's become very good at turning it on and off. Otherwise, you'd go insane.
You're probably right.
Don't be jealous. I think you'll probably get there way faster than most people will ever do. But you're probably better off going in baby steps and, really getting control of it, dealing with it properly. So,
yeah. Well, in his descriptions and his experiences, it's already quantum leaped me.
I had a feeling it would do that. I had a feeling you'd pick up from him how he's doing things.
I don't know how he's doing things, but I know enough from the way that he speaks and his specifics that he shares that I'm right there with him.
Well, the interesting similarity between you two is speaking from a point of neutrality, which you both do.
Is that true? Do I always speak from neutrality? Yeah, I feel like my personality gets in there a lot.
No, you have things that personally excite you, but a lot of the time you're speaking, when you talk about, the cabal or the bankers or whoever, you speak from a position of that's quite neutral. And, I really noticed that.
Well, I try to be. I really do. And again, if people haven't heard maybe some of the earlier talks we've had, I invite people to reconcile my data with me and tell me if something's wrong, or they've got some way to clean up, or they have some additional data that I'm not, accounting for. I appreciate that. I am totally willing to admit that I can be wrong about just about anything I say if I hear information and perspective that enlighten me on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because one of the things that people need to realize is that there's an interpretive layer when you're observing energy or feeling energy. There's an interpretive layer that's always there that you have to use to bring that in. So it's not always going to be correct.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just a person. I can only speak to some things. Like, I know people have asked me about the RV and stuff. I'm like, I can't help you. I don't understand the RV.
Yeah.
You know?
It has to be something within your range of understanding for you to actually interpret
right.
it. Right. And because you've said that many times. You're looking at a piece of yeah. energy and you just don't understand it and can't interpret it. You know, there's the reality yeah. of it for you.
I mean, you take my personality interests, and a lot of things that I'm interested in, not many other people are interested in.
Mm.
Like, for instance, you and I can have a discussion, or I could have a discussion and you could listen to me talking about the energy within video games and the microcosmic realities and how I'm able to manipulate them and cheat. But that only goes so far. I mean, what am I doing? I'm just, you know, attracting video game fanboys to me or something. It's yeah. not really useful.
No, no, not know? In reality. That's no. just that's just a little side game.
But, you know, it's part of my fun to do such things, you know.
Well,
I mean,
I probably
shouldn't admit that I should, that, you know, I could just go, you know, cheat at poker or something, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that because I feel that someone will effectively try to strip me of that capability, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's not like you're in Las Vegas and you're trying to bring the house down. It's no big drama.
No. Yeah, that's definitely not my path.
No, you wouldn't want to go there because they're not very happy with people who come in and do that sort of stuff. It's very
yeah.
unprofitable for them. Look, now, a couple of other things. Any mm-hmm. Kind of hits from the Sasquatch?
They, I haven't since, but I can feel them right now. And they are, they don't speak English so well. They know English.
Mm-hmm.
So, They're just work with imagery right now, and the image I'm getting is they're walking out of the woods.
Hmm.
What are they up to? They are speaking from a point of view of being guardians of Gaia, and you can, if you are in the way regarding Gaia's health, you're not going to make good friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have an energy that's a bit trickster, as in they don't hurt people, but they will play pranks on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's come through very strongly from...
For you?
From Thomas Hughes.
They're
always playing tricks on Thomas.
Well,
they love a joke.
They seem to think it's innocent, right? Like it's fair game mm-hmm. to do that. But you know, let's keep an eye out for what sorts of tricks they might do. My impression is that they're going to work with more individuals that are in a contrast moment. So does that mean they're going to go over and disable some tar sands machines? I don't know. But, you know, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
They're obviously thinking about it if you're feeling it.
Well, yeah, that's something along. I don't want to, you know, tip anyone off.
No.
Wrong people, but.
No, I don't think those guys will be listening to this. So.
Okay, so we'll probably.
Probably okay. But look, that's good. Now, the. Looking down the timeline, I mean, June is looking like being a really big month. How are you feeling about June now?
Okay, so I haven't even stopped experiencing May yet. May for me was so far pretty insane. I've done just a small amount of remote viewing on the Morocco circumstance,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't be more excited about the future. You know, there's this not knowing exactly what to make of it vibe going on. Like, what do we do here? You know, what is
what are we
is here really happening?
What are we yeah, here for? What, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all in good hands. There's a lot of invisible support. I don't want to say non-existent. I want to say invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it public about Lisa's thing?
She mentioned it in her blog. What you told her.
Right. Okay. She did. So I can speak on that.
Yep.
A little bit. So she has an angelic type entourage that she brought with her there, and they're not just working with her. They're working with the gang. They're close specifically to D.Va. And one of them has a particular interest in D. I don't think she'll be shocked. She's probably already gotten direct communication from mm-hmm. one of them. They're not, I don't want to say they're not angels, but they very well could be mm-hmm. in the stereotype of it. But it's a very broad swath. You can call them, like guides or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But initially, they came with a very guardian role. They came with this very protect this space from whatever. So they have like these specialists.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
But it's now right now they're surrounded by on all sides in physicality with all sorts of invisible people, including Agarthans. Or Lemurians, very very similar in pattern. So there's an investment that goes well beyond what we know, and I don't, I'm just trying to do my best to express my experience of it. I may continue to get updates on that, so I'll bring those forward as I do.
Yeah, excellent. Good to know. Good to know that's going on. Now, one of the other things that kind of popped into my consciousness the other day was whether you had any more kind of little hits from the MIB guys.
I've decided I'm going to avoid them for the most part. I had a dream. And they let me know just how nasty they could be if I poke my nose in the wrong place.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to be better off not styling them up.
Yep. I have a feeling they are, calling them adepts would be understated.
Right. Yep. No, they're like Michael Monk on steroids, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
With different capabilities. If I'm going to talk on them, I need to be very neutral because I actually have feelings, and it's not that hard to understand why I might have feelings. But they have a position in the play yet to come this year. And if I ruin what I've seen of that beyond what I've already shared, I'm going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I have the right to disclose truth? I certainly do, but I haven't personally reconciled that move yet. Mm. I haven't played it out exactly for what I get myself into if I do that.
Yeah. Well, look, one thing I'll say is I actually can see that they're actually holding whatever it is they're up to. They're actually holding a space that's actually protecting us in some way to lead up to this moment. And I respect that and would encourage them to do whatever it is that they're planning to do. So I think it'd be amazing.
So for the most part, they're neutral,
mm-hmm.
right? But in the ways that they're not neutral is they make these little alliances with different, I don't want to say just cabal members, but cabals and divines and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
They make these little one-on-one relationships, right? And so they're influenced by those relationships. And what's happened recently is those relationships are being cut down.
Mm-hmm.
They're being interrupted. And they have coasting momentum within them. But there's I don't know exactly what's cutting these relationships off or something. But there's a lot of room for improvement because of that.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. That's about all I can say. So I'm actually, you know, crossing my fingers for their individual actions.
Me too. Because they will make a difference.
I think they can turn this game over in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, if they want to do the event, they'll do the event. Oh, I want to speak on the event.
Yes, that's next on my list, actually. Go for it.
So, I have more insight, and this was immensely cleared up with the support from Andrew's perspective on it. The event doesn't have a date, as you probably already know. It mm-hmm. doesn't have, a point in time. It's divinely decided. It's no personality will be individually in charge of seeing to it occurring,
mm-hmm.
right? We are all responsible for it. At the same time, none of us are responsible for it. So it can happen without our knowing that it's about to happen. It can happen in a snap of the fingers. If you want to use the word God or absolute or prime creator, it's 100% in His hands. But because we are part of Him, He's highly influenced by our desire for it to occur and how it will occur.
Mm-hmm.
He makes decisions based on our collective will.
Mm-hmm.
It is meant as a transformational tool. So where transformation needs to occur in short order, it will fill in those prerequisites. It can do anything. It can be and do anything.
Mm.
So don't limit your imagination of what it can be. It can do things like, you know, turn, you know, weapons of mass destruction into Play-Doh if it needs to. You know, it's like it can bend the rules of reality.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah. I mean, I've always put forth the view that we can speculate as much as we like. It'll probably be something that's completely out of left field, and everyone will go, boy, I didn't expect that.
Right. So it's also influenced by non-Earth sentient beings, right? So it's not just a collective will and thought of those on the planet right now. You have to understand it goes very cosmic in terms of people's wishes and desires.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of weird gift. But at the same time, it's a reset button in a lot of ways.
Well, I have kind of a knowing that there's a particular energy configuration that must occur, a particular kind of state that we have to hit, and we'll just cross that point over a moment, but that'll trigger the event. And you know, with
there are moments that will be guides to the event being closer, mm-hmm. and that's happening more and more. There's these little moments that are sort of like pseudo events. I don't want to say they're events in themselves. They're moments and portals.
Yep.
That are occurring. That are sort of setting up the knitting for the event to take full effect.
Can you be more specific on that?
Oh, I know Cobra has actually spoken to it. I am actually almost 100% on board with Cobra's words. I know I'm putting my neck out there for people who probably have things against Cobra and like listening to me, but he is very on the ball. I may not like the way he delivers some of his information, but you know, I'm actually quite fine with the information itself.
The only complaint I have about Cobra in the main is that he always speaks as if the only people who are going to take any action come the day are a small group of what he calls resistance, you know, resistance workers that are going to do certain things. Whereas the picture you're just presenting, where everybody is involved in some respect. greater or small, is far more accurate.
You have greater influence by having greater knowing about having an intention for the future. The more you have an intention for, you know, what would uplift and help humanity reach the next level, and also understand what is the next level of humanity, what should the next level of humanity be, right?
Absolutely.
And beyond. Yeah. That's your contribution. So those who are sort of like part of this resistance are individuals who are really living moment to moment working on this,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the people who are in the thick of it, you might say.
So they're having
wrecking silent data, transforming things on a day-by-day basis.
So they have a bigger effect.
They have a greater say,
mm-hmm.
right? They have a greater influence. For instance, the Lemurians, they are extremely influential, but they've decided to be less so influential on the human side of the planet. Okay.
Now, where are the Lemurians in physicality?
Inner Earth.
Okay, so
on the surface, but mostly inner Earth.
Okay.
So if you think of multidimensionality, they own an aspect of a dimension within the Earth.
Okay.
You can't easily travel there without going through portals of dimensional shifts, which are, you know, are actual real things, just like teleporters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though teleporters don't sound like they're real. But there's stages that you go through as you journey through the tunnels to inner Earth that transition you to a fundamentally different reality that's based on a historic reality that once existed here. They've come to the surface for supporting us in our visualization of what we wish.
Mm-hmm.
So they're helping us on a day-to-day basis on several levels so that we are, you know, greater influencers of our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This event is, from my momentum perception, is this year. That's probably all I have for that for the moment, unless you had questions.
Well, the only real question I have is, June appears to be the month where it all kicks off.
No.
No? Really?
It's just a highly influential month.
Okay.
I'm not saying June isn't going to be amazing. It's going to be more amazing than May was. And even for those who don't think May was very amazing, trust me, I am super stoked about June, especially the later half of June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just because I'm hoping to go see Michael in Georgia. Where I see myself in June is a fundamentally different world from the life that I'm living right now.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Not fundamentally like I'm flying a ship yet, but from my day-to-day life, it's going to be different.
Mm. So what have you and Michael got in store? Anything you can tell us, or is it?
Perhaps, has to wait. But, it's still a journey of discovery, so we'll take it moment by moment. I'm going to be down in Georgia because of a wedding, and, it's just the perfect timing for me to get a chance to go and pop over and work directly with him with the things that I've been growing and exploring, and for him to share likewise.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be a really cool experience that should take some material to the next level. So
excellent. Look, the one last bit of information that I'd like to kick around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of the one people seems to be still flowing nicely through this whole shift that we're going through. You know, the way that the people actually hook into this concept.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually merging with other groups right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in the past week or so, it's expanding, and it's collecting other groups of like mind. And this is going to continue for the foreseeable future. It's going to continue to move in this direction, which is a little bit new to me, but it's influencing. It's amalgaming with other groups, like cross-pollinating sort of effects.
Well, I have actually seen a few people who were previously, you know, say supporting Nasara, for instance, start to talk about, you know, the One People and the People's Trust and you know, pushing that, you know, supporting that direction. So yeah, I have seen physical evidence of that in certain places. So yeah, it's good to hear that that progress is still going forward. Excellent.
Right.
Excellent indeed. Anything else that jumps out at you at this stage?
What's one of the groups? Well, I was just going to say, relative to the last subject, I think there's a brand new, exciting synergy with Wolf Spirit Radio. I think that's about to blow up.
Excellent.
Blow bigger.
Well, they've been doing a great job for a long time, and even the Collective Imagination Show was done as a combined broadcast, so that information, that whole party session with the Morocco dudes, that went out over Wolf Spirit as well as over the Collective Imagination audience. So that hit a bigger audience.
Simulcast.
It was simulcast. Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad to have you around because you help make some stuff make sense.
Well, that's probably what you picked up.
Okay.
Because it would have been a sort of cross-pollination at that point.
Right. Okay. I had some other things, but they're not as big as what we've already covered.
No, that's fine. Unless you want to put them out there to sort of follow them along, then it sounds like you've finished your commute.
Yes, I have. I've arrived home. What? Did the entire drive show up on the feed?
Well, you can always hear a bit of what sounds like just, you know, fairly quiet car noise. Nothing that bothers the audio. It's just there in the background, so it works okay.
Yeah, sorry guys, but you know, I don't have a lot of free time these days, and this worked out in this case.
Well, you know, you commute every day, so you can always pop up if stuff's on your mind, because it's sort of mid morning here for me, so it's. Mm-hmm. It's a good time when we're actually both awake, because if we do these sort of extreme stints, either you're you know, struggling to stay awake, or I am, one or the other, because we're on opposite sides of the planet. But this time is pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. Works okay, well. Cool.
Okay, well, we'll sign off, and we'll do it again next week.
Wonderful.
Okay, cheers, Julian.
Cheers.